When I think about why I started People Behind the Business, I think back to the very first day of freelancing. And those of you who have been freelancing for at least a month or even a year know that in the beginning it can be kind of scary and overwhelming. And the one thing I was lacking was enough support. Well, I had support, I guess, but one thing I was lacking was a like-minded community that really got what it was like to live the entrepreneur life right now rather than in another time period. And really, I didn't see any business owners or entrepreneurs or anything out there that really reflected myself and my journey and what I wanted to do. So at first it felt a little bit lonely of a journey to walk. And then I started to discover things like Facebook freelance communities and etc. And that made a big difference. So my goal with this podcast really is to really stress the fact that there's no such thing as one definition of what makes someone a business owner, beyond, the obvious, the fact that they're selling a product or service and getting customers and etc. over the long term. It's really about looking beyond just the job interview resume version of people's businesses and really digging deeper into the person behind it and what they're interested in and what drives them to just keep going, even when times are really tough. So that's largely why I came up with the title. So I'm just going to give you a little bit of a sneak peek of what kind of guests made it to season one. Well, the first episode is just going to be me talking about my journey and how I have pitched businesses over the long term in an introvert-friendly way. But guests include everything from someone who has a branding agency, talking about how they work with their fashion clients, to a web designer, to someone who employs and supports a lot of victims of human trafficking and helps them find a sense of hope, to someone who started a business to productively help others who are going through chronic illness. So really, I am hoping to show you a more personal view of the average business journey and show you what goes on behind the scenes and avoid the whole success story approach and take the more honest and truthful view of who people are and what motivates them to keep going on what they do, as I was saying. So I hope you enjoy People Behind the Business, and I will see you on June the 7th in at 5 p.m. Eastern when I launch the first episode.